You're now listening to the English news of Gangneo Radio and Television Station. On the 95th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party of Vietnam, February 3, 1930, February 3, 2025, General Secretary Tô Lâm authored an article titled Rạng Rỡ Việt Nam, Brilliant Vietnam, reflecting on the party's 95-year journey of development and growth. He emphasized the nation's pride and unwavering confidence in a bright future. Today, with over 5.4 million members, the party has grown significantly in both size and strength, capable of leading the nation in this new era. Each member embodies the nation's faith, intelligence, and unity. The party continued to fulfill its historical mission under the banner of Marxism, Leninism, and Ho Chi Minh's ideology. Facing new challenges, particularly in the context of globalization, the General Secretary emphasized the need for intensified, innovative, and focused party building, highlighting seven key areas: upholding party ideals and goals, continually refining the party's theoretical framework, building a clean and strong party, streamlining the political system for greater efficiency, developing a cadre of skilled leaders, especially at key levels, integrating science, technology, and digital transformation into party work, and prioritizing the urgent task for 2025, urging all party members cells to collaborate with the people to achieve and surpass the targets set in their respective resolution. On February 3rd, the Party Committee Military Headquarters of Gangneo City held a meeting to celebrate the 95th founding anniversary of the Communist Party of Vietnam. A meeting commemorating the Communist Party of Vietnam's 95-year history highlighted the city's armed forces' tradition of courage, resilience, proactiveness, creativity, solidarity, and determination. These forces have consistently demonstrated unity, creativity, and competitiveness, maintaining discipline in training and practice, boosting production, and ensuring adequate weapons and equipment to fulfill all assigned missions. Despite challenges in 2024, the city military headquarters, under the guidance of the party committee, effectively advised the city party committee and people's committee, leading to the successful completion and exceeding of all 20 assigned military and defense tasks. A briefing conference reviewing the 2025 Lunar New Year was held on the morning of February 3rd by Gangneo City Party Committee. The conference was chaired by Gangneo City Party Committee Do Thanh Binh. The city spent over 100 billion Vietnamese dong from various sources to provide Lunar New Year celebration for more than 125,000 people. Agencies, units, and businesses ensure timely and compliant payment of salaries, bonuses, and benefits to employees, averaging 5.65 million Vietnamese dong per person. The supply of goods remained diverse and stable, with no unexpected price hikes. The city also hosted a wide range of recreational and entertainment activities, welcoming approximately 342,000 visitors during the Lunar New Year period. Overall, the city's New Year celebrations were organized in line with directives from the Secretariat and the Prime Minister. The Ministry of Transport has directed that site clearance for rest stops along the North-South Expressway project be completed by February 2025 and has called for expedited procedures to begin constructions. The Ministry of Transport has instructed Project Management Units, or PMUs 2, 6, 7, 58, Thăng Long, Mỹ Thuận, and Ho Chi Minh's Road to collaborate with local authorities to finalize site clearance for all 21 rest stops along the North-South Expressway project by February 2025. These PMUs are also tasked with directing investors to expedite investment procedures and commence construction on 8 rest stops planned for the 2017-2020 period. Furthermore, they must complete the investor selection process for the remaining 13 rest stops to ensure the timely construction of essential services, including restrooms and parking areas, particularly for projects slated for completion before April 30, 2025. To support the government's 2025 GDP growth target of over 8%, the banking sector has set a credit growth target of 16%, subject to adjustment based on economic conditions. Banks have already received new credit limits and are actively deploying capital boosting measures from the start of the year. State Bank Deputy Governor Dan Wen Du announced a more flexible credit policy for 2025, allowing banks to set their own credit growth limits while ensuring operational safety. The State Bank will maintain strict oversight of lending in high-risk sectors while facilitating capital flows into production and social housing. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.